From the newsroom of WBUR, I'm Daryl C. Murphy. Welcome to Consider This from Boston.
So we are here in front of the Boston Public Library at Boylston Street in Dartmouth. We are looking at a section of the street, like I said, a section of the street in front of the Boston Public Library that has been blocked off to cars. And it has been made into a pedestrian plaza. Not super busy, but very chill.
If you've been to Copley Square or the Boston Public Library's central location last week, you may have noticed people hanging out in the middle of the street. That's because for 10 days, the city closed off that section of Dartmouth Street to cars to run an experiment of sorts to see what happens when you let pedestrians, food trucks, or folks who just want to sit take over the street space. They called it Copley Connect, because it basically connected the library and Copley Square, two popular places in the city.
We got some folks over here playing some games. The beanbag game, I believe that's called, where you try to...
Cornhole,
yes, playing cornhole.
We got to the place around 5 p.m. on a Monday. There were lawn games and some folks are setting up a drum circle.
Are you packing up?
No,
starting. Oh, they're getting started. We came just in time for the bongos, ladies and gentlemen. Yes.
They're actually djembes. My bad. Anyway, Copley Connect is part of a larger effort to make the city more friendly to pedestrians. The city also plans to expand the concept of Open Newberry Street, which closes off a section of the busy corridor to automobiles. And officials plan to host similar events in Jamaica Plain, Grove Hall, and Dorchester.
How's it going?
So
this is Daryl.
Hi, Daryl.
How you doing?
Yasha. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, we met before at the Fairmount.
Oh, that's right.
I met up with
Boston's
Chief of Streets, Yasha Franklin Hodge, to learn more about what the city is up to.
This is really an experiment. It's a chance for us to imagine what this block of Dartmouth Street could be if it didn't have cars on it.
Basically, the city wants to know what this area would look like as a continuous space without traffic slicing through.
You know, for something like this, we're really building on the public space that's already here and the way people use that public space. We have the library, we have the park. It's a chance to kind of enhance what's here and program it in a different way. But when we're looking at our open streets events, you know, these are one-day events that we'll have throughout the summer. We're looking at trying to get people out to the neighborhoods and to see their neighborhood and other people's neighborhoods in a different way.
That means closing down long stretches of road and letting people use the street however they see fit. Take a walk, ride a bike, play, dance, or if you're a local business, sell. Plus, it's a chance to draw in people from other parts of the city. But as fun as a temporary pedestrian plaza can be, even a small detour can be annoying for drivers just trying to get to their destination. The city didn't take this lightly.
We're doing a traffic study all throughout the Back Bay, counting cars, looking at where, if and where, there's new congestion. We're also counting pedestrians, seeing where the pedestrian traffic flows. And so we're looking to understand, is this something that, you know, doesn't make sense to do in the future? Is this something we might do occasionally? Or is this something maybe that could be permanent?
As time went on, the area really began to come alive as more people seemed to show up. For a young aspiring artist like Tur Woods, this new version of Dartmouth Street was a place for inspiration.
Because I was kind of having like writer's block. And that's why I really came out, because, you know, I'm like, all right, I'm in the city, it's nice out, you know, I'm in the house, I'm like, I want something new right now. And then I just happened to come across this street that's, you know, been blocked off since the 7th.
Right.
And that's extremely new. So I guess I can say I got what I was looking for.
Sahila Amar of Malden took the train into the city and also happened to stumble upon the event.
I'm on the side of people that really enjoy this because I'm a walker. Like, I do not, like, drive, especially in the city. So to see, like, the space taken up and, like, to see so many, like beautiful people out here doing their own thing is really interesting. It really shows, like, the dynamic of Boston, which I really enjoy. So this is awesome. I'm so happy about this.
So I'm assuming this is something you want to see continue.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I want to see this for the whole year. It'd be great. Yeah, to see, like, people come out and do whatever they please and just take up space.
This setup could become permanent, but not everyone is a fan. Michael McCord of Beacon Hill says his main concern is about the city's roughly $16 million proposal to renovate Copley Square. He worries it'll become an event area with less green space and that Copley Connect is a sign of things to come. While the chief and I discussed the pilot, McCord approached to express his concern to the city official.
It feels like we're moving in a direction of really making this a major hard surface plaza area here, Dartmouth Street, which has real traffic implications for the neighbors in the Back Bay.
And the chief didn't seem to mind the interruption.
And I think it speaks to public space, right? Everyone has a different conception of what a street is, who it's for, how it's supposed to work, what it's supposed to look like, who's supposed to be there. It's just, you know, we live in a very pluralistic world, and everyone has, you know, their own perspective on this.
Right.
And our job is to listen, to take feedback in, and to try to find something that works for the city, that works for our businesses, that, you know, leaves people feeling excited and happy to be, you know, where they are in Boston.
The city plans to release a report including traffic and survey data from Copley Connect in a few weeks. The pilot ended on June 17th, but if you missed out, don't worry. The city will kick off its Open Streets event on July 10th in Jamaica Plain, where nearly a mile and a half stretch of Center Street will be closed to cars from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Maybe we'll see you out there. Before we go, here's what else is going on. Dartmouth College in New Hampshire says starting this summer, the school will be eliminating federal and institutional loans from its financial aid packages for families, and that those loans will be replaced by scholarships. Dino Koff is Dartmouth's director of financial aid. He says typically the college included loans of up to $5,500 per year in financial aid packages.
By making this announcement, we have helped families up to $22,000, essentially, over the 4 years that they'll be studying at Dartmouth.
Right now, about half of Dartmouth students receive some kind of financial aid, loan, or scholarship to help cover tuition, room, and board that costs more than $80,000 a year. Meanwhile, Charlestown residents hoping to cool off at a local neighborhood pool this summer are out of luck. The Boston Centers for Youth and Families announced last week that the popular Clarity Pool will remain closed for the season after a recent inspection uncovered safety issues, including the deterioration of the support columns that hold up the 73-year-old pool. Nearly 900 people have signed an online petition calling on the city to make immediate repairs to the pool. And finally, fare evaders, beware. The MBTA is looking for new ways to discourage riders from skipping out on fares. Under a new proposal, fare evaders would get a warning on their first offense before facing increasing fines every time they are caught evading a payment. And if those fines aren't paid, it could prevent the offender from renewing their driver's license and registration. T officials will gather feedback about the plan at a public hearing tonight. And that's all for today. From the newsroom of WBUR, I'm Darryl C. Murphy, and please remember to look both ways before crossing the street. I'll see you tomorrow. Hey there. A lot of people listen to Consider This at the end of the day, and NPR's Up First in the morning. But a lot of the actual news happens in the middle of the day, and the team bringing the best information about that news as it happens is the team behind WBUR and NPR show Here and Now. And yes, there is a podcast version. So, want more of the best news reporting from public radio around the country? Check out Here and Now. Find it in the same place you found this podcast wherever you listen. Just search Here and Now.